Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Tuesday, and I'll begin with a classic and elegant question in personal development for you. It's a question I often find myself asking my high-performance coaching clients. As many of you know, I spend most of my time over the last 15 years as a certified high-performance coach. I spend that time literally doing one-on-one sessions with private clients and working with them to help them achieve higher performance in every area of their life. And one simple and elegant tool is this question, today's personal development topic for you here in the Daily Fire. And that simple question is, what's the goal here? What's the goal? I remember in listening to one of the most transformative records in the history of personal development, but also a historical moment, which was Earl Nightingale. If you all know who Earl Nightingale is, he is kind of one of the fathers of personal development. And he issued a record, yes, an actual record, that was really one of the first motivational or inspirational records of all time to kind of take off. It was actually the first spoken word record to sell more than a million copies. It was called
The Strangest Secret. I listened to it sometimes in my 20s. And if you've never listened to it, please go listen to it wherever you can. You can find it free on the internet all over the place, because it was recorded sometime, I believe, in the 50s. And he's got this fatherly, deep voice. And The Strangest Secret is that successful people, and don't worry, I'm not ruining the record for you, is that successful people have goals. It's so blatantly obvious. It's so blatantly clear. It's so elegantly beautiful. And yet we have so many people all around the world every single day striving, working hard, crushing it, going for it, burning themselves out, and they don't know the goal. They don't know the goal of the day. They don't know the goal of the week or the quarter. They don't know the goal for the year. More importantly, they've never really figured out even their existential goals. Who am I? What do I want? What do I want my life to be about? What brings me alive? Where do I find meaning? Where do I find happiness? What do I want my legacy to be? How will I express myself? What will I contribute? We don't ask those questions outside of personal development thinking. And that's why it's so valuable what you are doing here in Growth Day. I really genuinely believe, unless you make self-improvement a way of life, where you're prompted by daily fires like this, or prompted to fill out your journal on a new topic, prompted to plan out your goals using this Growth Day app, the truth is we can just go through the motions a long time, and then one day we wake up and we're like, what am I doing it all for? Well, that for is an essential question of the goals. Now, we have lots of different goals in our lives. The question is, are you aware of them? Today, I would love for you to open up your Growth Day app, go into your journal section, and just write the simple prompt. These are my top 5 life goals. These are my top 5 life goals. I don't mean goals this week. I mean your top 5 life goals. And for some of you, that might be, I'm going to climb Kilimanjaro. Some of you might be, I'm going to have kids. Some of that might be a creative expression. Some of you, it might be a way of living. I'm going to encourage you today, make sure one of those is a way of living. I've worked with people since my first book came out 20 years ago on their personal development. And so many people have shared their goals with me. I've literally seen lists of not, 100, not 1,000, millions of goals through my seminars, through my work, through my prompts on the internet, millions and millions and millions and millions. And I can't believe how many people never set a goal for themselves for their way of being, their way of living life, how they wanted to feel and be, what we call in higher order work in high performance coaching, our being aspirations, our being goals. I think it's so critical. And I would encourage you to journal, at least out of those 5, describe that goal. I think you'll find the process of clarifying your goals, bringing them into a higher level of consciousness, bringing more intention to them, creating plans and deadlines, looking at them on a board, living in them a little bit more, and the goals don't have to be the outcome that you achieve one day. It can be just the simplicity of how you live. Now, I pause a little bit here, hopefully that your brain is thinking about yours. I'll just share one of my simple ones. I realize that one of the ultimate goals of life, when I do this journal activity, is connection. I really believe that we want connection with ourselves, with other people, with the moment, and with our contributions. And so I'm always just trying to stay connected. I actually believe the whole conversation about mindfulness, the whole conversation about flow, the whole conversation about love, all comes down to the fundamental element that is connection. There's a specific type of connection happening that gives you love, that gives you flow, that gives you mindfulness, that gives you peace, that gives you happiness, that gives you joy. So if I can just stay connected in the moment, I get to experience those things even more. So my goal is a way of living, which is to stay connected to the moment. Elegant, simple, personal development. If you loved this session today, please go tell a friend about Growth Day. Every single day, I'm doing these daily fires for you, trying to be your high performance coach, trying to take you to another level, the Growth Day app. And you've got all these tools to keep equipping you to grow. Give that gift to somebody else. Share with them the link to growthday.com or go to the App Store. Send them the link to the Apple or the Android version of Growth Day. If you haven't yet, make sure you go download the iOS, Apple, or Android version onto your phone. Carry it with you. It's self-help and self-improvement on the go, so you can capture your thoughts, capture your goals, capture your intention, and keep growing, because every day is a good day to grow. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn, to earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it.
I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.